You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a study that's out on aging, and they found that, and what they're saying is, people will almost definitely live to the age of 130 years old.
That's pretty good.
And they say there's a chance that this will happen before the end of this century, which means if you're under the age of 50, you could be seeing another century turn over if you play your cards right and if you're careful and you don't do stupid things.
Yeah.
You could watch the year 2101 come rolling around.
We were having the talk with Reed the other night. He was asking about, you know, longevity and life and living long time. And he was wondering how long, you know, he would live. And it's a very weird conversation. But we did say, hey, buddy, you'd probably see the year 2100 if you play your cards right. He'll be in his 80s.
Let's see. He was a 2011 baby. So that's he'd be 88 on New Year's
88,
Eve.
88. So with this story and, you know, and everything, hopefully he lives. He just doesn't become like a drug addict or something. He'll see it, Dom. Minus anything tragic happening, of course. So that's kind of cool.
I guess, funny to think about, isn't it?
I mean, what's that?
You could. I could. You'd be 120.
Well, no, I'm not going to make it. But I guess I might have a good chance of hitting 100 at least.
I don't know. It's that whole thing with the genes.
I take a lot of
supplements. You know, there's a family I know where all of the women in that family live to be either like between 95 and 105. They all. Mm-hmm. If you're a woman born into this family, you're probably going to see your 100th birthday.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's a genetic thing.
Sure. I had a great grandma into her 90s, and you know, my current grandma, I got two grandmas. I think they're both late 80s now. My grandpa passed away at 89. I probably could do it. I keep taking my fish oil and my flaxseed and my one a day, my men's one a day. I'm surprised it's actually they're increasing it, because I feel like with all the crap in our food right now that we would be declining. Mm. So I don't know what they're basing this all off of, but with
I read some
with
story
sugar
last year
and,
that said that COVID had lowered life expectancy for human beings for the first time in what, like a century or something?
That. It was like a year.
Every year it ticks up. Life expectancy ticks up a little bit, even just by fractions of a year. But when COVID hit, suddenly it put the brakes on that and it lowered life expectancy by a year or something.
Yeah. So 130, could you handle it? Would you like it?
Well, here's the question that I have for you. If you live to be, let's say 120, let's just say that. If you live to be 120, are people still going to want to retire at 65? A,
no.
Their money's not going to last.
Correct.
And B, can you imagine 55 years of boredom?
No, you'd have to continue working, because like it would be like 100 is the new 80, you know?
Yeah.
By the time you're 100, it would be like you're 80 then with your health and everything. So you'd have to keep working longer.
I mean, I already intend that I'm going to be doing something, whether it's radio, writing, or whatever. I don't intend to ever retire.
No,
that's just
it kills your brain,
just my
man.
It's my mindset on that. It's like, yeah, I think when you retire, it's like taking one step towards the funeral parlor.
And it's good for your brain to keep doing stuff, definitely.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody's different. Some people totally disagree with that. We have people listening right now who retired at 50, and they're like, I'm having the time of my life. Shut up. Like, okay, I get it. People are different.
Yeah.
I just can't see myself retiring. So when I start thinking about living to 120 or 130, and I think, what if you had 50 years of retirement?
You essentially could, I mean, depending on where you're working, everything, you have like two or three major careers in your life where you're there for multiple years. You could jump around and do different things for years.
And that money thing is nothing to scoff at, because right now, the average American doesn't have enough money saved up for, you know, 20 years of retirement, let alone 60 years of retirement.
Imagine how huge your accounts would be, though, if you did the whole thing where you started at like 18 saving, mm-hmm. and then by the time you're 100, mm-hmm. all that compound interest, you'd have a big fat stack of cash.
You'd have a nice nest egg.
You really would, man. Ah, yeah. It's something to think about, though, huh?
Anyway, just, yeah, we saw the story cross over this morning, and we just wanted to chat about it a little bit and say, is this for you? I mean, is this something that you, I mean, do you want to live to 130?
Take your fish oil, I'm telling you. Omega-3 fatty acids.
Noted.